drop something in it. You sit here, sir.
No.
If you sit there, you see, I will have to sit there. Then, no, I will have to sit there. Sit on a lower level than me. Unholy man. No, sir, I have to sit down.
Why did you come here?
No.
Govinda.
Devare.
We'll use that first. People ask me why you are invoking God. I say it's a metaphor. All of them Jesus. You know also Jesus. Christian, but very interesting. Good Lord. What, sir? Brahmachari ji? I'm here for another 5 days.
Six, sir.
Six? Today is what? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 6 days? What? No. And thank you very much. I appreciate what all you have done. And I thank you once again for what you have done for Valentine.
Done.
What family? Family and
look. You will assure me that nothing like this will happen. So you are confirming the family and look, sir?
Not.
Not exactly.
Why would you be interested in this? Yes. Why would you play with fire? Why you want to put on gloves? They are supplying. You want ice packs, you want comforters. You don't seem to understand. It's a fire. Not from here, from there inside it will burn you. If you stop talking about moksha, liberation, freedom, selflessness, non-greed, and all that kind of rubbish, it will burn you. You don't want that. You can sit and discuss everlastingly. That which is not such is asat, that which is not asat is asat. God knows what. You know, the banks of Ganges, you sit there and talk for hours and hours. Chittergotten stuff. Also, observer, there is neither the observer nor the observed. What idiotic nonsense is that? Perceiver, perceived, perception, pure perception. What for? How can there be any perception without the perceiver? You don't understand. Or witness. Oh boy, that's the worst. Deep sleep.
The beast that is perceived in Sushumti, sir.
I don't know anything about it. That beast destroys the Sushumti. Never will you talk of Sushumti. The priest. What is that biblical passage? The priest that causes understanding. All states. Never will you talk of peace and describe that. If some joker does it, it's for making a living. You can be certain, fooling you.
Ramana Maharshi said this.
He repeated what is there in your Upanishad.
And he said the joker is doing it for a living. I feel pinched. A man of the state of Ramana himself used to say, the peace you feel in Sushupti is that of the soul. He always used to say.
If he used it as soul, you can be certain he's a phony.
He talked about soul, of course.
Phony.
Of course, very
much. Phony.
His teaching was just out of the
destroyed by Kavikana. So how can that man be destroyed by Kavikana? What for, sir? You don't need Sanskrit.
The language.
Sanskrit to go out
for it.
Sanskrit language has done immense harm.
But even otherwise, sir, Maharshi came down to the level of people and he started talking about told them on the law.
So, but why you are different? Why is he so important to you? He has done you no good at all, provided you with all this garbage.
He was my anchor till I met you.
No.
Now he hasn't God of my system.
No, you are trying to, he will not go out of your system as long as you are trying to turn this into another anchor.
I am doing my best not to touch you in the other life. Or a crutch.
That goes. Doing my best. Everything goes. That's why you are holding on to that. Ramana Maharishi said that. Sri Ramakrishna said that. That Upanishad said that.
Because you are my sort of acute, I would understand. Because when it's not a vacuum, I would understand what is
there. Where is the vacuum?
So we look for people like you.
I don't see any vacuum there as long as you are repeating that garbage, filling that with garbage. Whether it's Ramana Maharshi, Sushita, or somebody else, or what is that? Sorry, to use such strong words. Where is the vacuum you are talking about? Empty. Nothing there. You don't even realize how mechanically you are repeating all those words and saying. There's nobody who is repeating them. What's that?
Yes, sir. That's
all.
Like
that girl who was imitating Madonna. What is her name? She was playing that.
Ali Sachinoy.
So
it is all the more shocking. I am repeating after having known you for the past 2 years.
Exactly.
Still I am repeating.
That's what I am saying. You
so,
there's not, you see, the only difference is you are trying to get hold of something that you can use. Except to repeat and then they become meaningless.
Use your touch, sir, do something.
Sir, the only thing that you have is the investment in words.
Use the touch, sir,
any wordsmith that you can find will take you for a ride. That is why you fall for that kind of thing. Or the interpreters of text. How can you publish whole volumes? An Astavakra Gita.
Who has no other goal.
And call yourself an enlightened man, I want to know. He destroys, he blasts everything enlightenment. You do 100 lectures on Astavakra and still call yourself an enlightened. How the hell you can justify that after reading that book, after interpreting that book?
But you yourself said, that the flowering will be individualistic. There will be some fellow who may fancy to interpret somebody.
You
can't object to it.
You don't need any authority.
He may just have a fancy of interpreting.
How can you? He cannot touch a dog, spigtail.
So that is his.
No.
The way he looks at it, that's not
he may look at
fancy.
It, but he is not
you
fancy.
Can't object to that.
He is not enlightened.
How can you?
I can say
make a distinction like
by that definition in the book.
What definition?
That Astavakra Gita defines
yes.
That there is no such thing as enlightenment at all. If you are using that book.
There is no such thing as enlightenment.
At all.
Okay.
He brushes aside.
Okay. There is nothing that enlightenment. An enlightened person cannot put up the enlightenment.
That's all he said.
Yes.
So both go.
He's
trying
to say, we have taken
fancy.
There is no way of knowing that.
So because you are not ready to brush aside enlightenment, that's why you are making this very subtle distinction.
Yes, of course.
Very subtle distinction you
because
are
making. Because I am seeing you aspirantly.
No, you still maintain that there is such a thing as enlightenment.
Because I am seeing you also.
That joker is not an enlightened man. And so I am saying.
Talk further. If one says he is enlightened, no, don't take him as a hope.
It's all a confirmation of what Astavakra said.
No.
The suggested exists. It gives me another goal.
I am saying it doesn't exist.
It goes one step further.
It is also a word. That thing, understanding comes, the he vanishes, then to enlightenment to whom?
Yes,
the
he vanishes.
There is nobody there to be enlightened.
There is nothing, it's a bloody word that we go on using it.
What do you want enlightenment?
Experience also.
Listen, sir. What do you want? What will you do with enlightenment? You can set up business, that's all. Nothing else. It's useless.
I don't want any enlightenment. Give you some intermediate state. Something higher. That please be with you.
You go to Jagat Murthy and listen to all that crap.
He has already suggested you. Don't play with the words and go on repeating it.
But there is no other way, sir, whereas I have no other instrument.
Because
that the words
are speaking. Unless until you become quiet, till you are speaking, your focus is outside.
So he says that I sit quietly in front of him.
And don't sit. Whatever he wanted to communicate, he will communicate. And try to understand and digest what he is going to communicate to you. If you keep your transistor off and said, I can't hear BBC, I can't hear voice of me, it's your fault. Open your transistor and keep quiet, then all the station will be there.
Keep it tuned.
Keep it tuned.
Thank you, sir, for giving me some hope.
Why?
See, Ramchari Baba, great.
Now you will get my phone. Sir, where is the money you promised? I have to come up with 1,50,000 rupees.
Sir, very soon, sir. Yes. Only the central is that only.
No, for my ticket.
And you are no good for
my ticket.
No, huh? It is good. What?
One ticket.
One
ticket. What, sir?
1,50,000 is what down to World Baba.
No other expenses.
Out of the expenses.
You ever bothered about expenses? Everything is happening.
Never.
Then, why
you not? See, one thing is, but because he is promising me a torrential rain of money.
Who?
This gentleman who is sitting next to me. It's drought here now. It's grown rain.
Now when it is raining, you just want a drought. Want
to... I don't know, how can there be a drought? What,
sir? Even when it is raining.
Torrent shall... Come on, what is it? What is it? If this is
how
not Vedanta,
then?
Sir, Vedanta means put an end to Veda. If this is not putting an end to Vedanta
is not putting end to Veda, sir.
Gist of
Veda.
Gist
of Veda. Some men subscribe.
Sir, they were all acid heads.
All acid heads.
They drank large quantities of so much
acid.
They were lying down there looking at the mountains, clouds, described, look at the beauty, look at this, look at the tree, look at the flower, watch the skies, clouds, listen to the river, acidates, complete beatitude, immensity, almighty, and you fall from that kind of thing.
Where it has gone wrong and what's the agenda of this
attack? Come on, where it went wrong? This line, if I say, if I say so, it is so. There is no power against that, you see. That's what this line says. I say so. It is so. It is so. This line. It is so. Not it is said.
No, whether it's right
it
or wrong,
so.
No one can oppose it, that's what I say. I don't question the right or wrong.
No, sir, it is.
No one can question.
No, it, you say it is said.
So if a machine gun comes and shoots you, yes, sir.
Then you are resisting, you have a bulletproof waste there. So that's why the fellow found something else, not to blow your brain. What is it? What would be your
So what is body is
inclusive? That is already free, sir. It doesn't want freedom. It doesn't want anything you want. Not at all. What, sir?
The way of escaping from it.
Why? You have a lot of money here in your form. Where is all that money? Where are you? 50 you have become a pauper. Something else. Very difficult to be an ordinary. I don't have to do a thing. Just ordinary. Regular guy. Okay guy, regular guy. You don't have to do anything. This day end of notes, Swami.
Yes, sir.
Since you are father now, you get all the silky things.
What, sir? Swami! Benny! Oh, you are still here?
And I wish I had money. When these thoughts are not there, money is never a problem.
So what should be problem?
So what is your wish and desire?
My wish is that I would like to stay. I don't like traveling.
No, now you are...
That's what I am saying. I don't like traveling at all. You may think that I am crazy. I don't know how many years I have been traveling since 1914 is what? Since 1932. I've never lived in any place for 6 months at a straight. But the wish is that I would like to stay in one place. Will that wish be fulfilled?
Father, so if you want that the wish to be fulfilled, you have to fulfill the wishes of all those people.
No. Then the question arises, where? Then elimination process.
Eliminate?
Then where means the first India is eliminated.
No.
Oh,
there are
you,
sir.
Yes.
Sir, your soul is in our hands.
I don't have a soul, so there's no... You can't hold me here.
Yes, sir, your shoe has got a soul.
Huh?
Your shoe has got a soul.
My shoe has got a soul. That's it, but I don't
even...
You can put this car at heart. His soul is also got in here.
You have got a shoe.
That's the only thing.
And
so what are the chances? You said that I will die outside of India.
But if you behave like this, you will have to die outside.
Nobody will
accept that.
Nobody will come.
As we are telling.
Inko cheppara.
Meerem cheppara.
Astro promised to chadu.
You will die.
Adi astro promised. He is not somebody here.
He will not die. Promised to chadu.
My thumb impression is very precious. It's not so easy to get my thumb impression.
You are related, you will have to put your thumb impression.
Yes, very soon. That thumb impression proves that I am not illiterate.
Such illiterate persons are what you are. And they get
very precious.
India like a that nobody can use my thumb impression to get anything. Outside India.
Outside India.
Do you know why? No, because that promised said he will not die in India. The only way to keep you alive forever is to put you in India and see that you don't go
wrong. It's good.
It is there on the video cassette.
That's good.
This is the reason why I have to go. Bad weather here, hot. philosophical circles in during the days of animals.
Sir, he is very close to Kota Subbarao.
Who?
Sangiral Subbarao.
Yes, sir. I am Sangiral Subbarao.
One of the founder member of Yasu, sir. He was the name of the
T. Subbarao.
Yes.
Ekkada ganukunnaru meeru?
I referred to that Mahatma letter.
I see.
I met Sir Sudhir and I got that Mahatma letter. Sangiral Subbarao, he is very close to Thea, that Madam Blavatsky and another.
My grandfather knew Colonel Alcott.
From Kakinada.
Uh-huh.
He used to stay in Triplicate.
T. Subbarao was a very famous man.
But his name was not known. Nobody was. His founder member, actually, he has donated a lot of money. T. Subbarao.
My grandfather also donated a lot of money. For the World University, he gave 25,000 in 1920s. There was a Central Hindu College, Theosophical College, Madanapalli Theosophical College, Rishi Valley, he gave a lot of money.
You are saying your grandfather?
When he came to Madras, he was hurt. But they introduced him as the grandson of the grandfather introduced his arayani.
Then
he was not really hurt, it was funny.
Me grandfather.
Naturally.
Yuji's grandfather.
Yuji's grandfather and came on
the other. Yuji was famous though.
Yes, Yuji's grandfather.
I am grandson.
What is the difference?
So we have no identity of our own.
No, this is a lot easier to introduce people. Why should he
was
be
he hurt?
He was not hurt. It looked funny to me. It looked funny to me when they introduced him as Yuji's grandfather. Mm. And so when I am there in Gudivada, so then one very strange thing I will tell you. And my grandfather used to write to retired leader, Theosophical Society Lane, even I an address law. Letters such a Harvajasram, now letters Yuji Krishnamurti Gudivada. What is this? You get letters, U.G. Krishnamurti Gudivada. Look at me, I am a retired creator, I am famous.
Famous? Lander, man from
Gudivada. And you see, but...
Lander.
Adigado. Simple. I give 5 rupees to the postman.
Straightforward.
That's why I am famous to the postman. Idharam targata. Idharam. కాలేజ్ అటెండెన్స్ కూడా అంతే. అప్పుడెంత కాలేజ్ ఫీజు 60 రూపాయలు ఎంత ఉండేది లాంగ్ టర్మ్, యూనివర్సిటీలో 30 రూపీస్ షార్ట్ టర్మ్, టోటల్ 90 రూపీస్. ఓ 10 రూపాయలు అక్కడ క్లార్క్ హూ ఇస్ ఇన్ చార్జ్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ అటెండెన్స్ ఎవ్రీ టర్మ్ వాడు అటెండెన్స్. ఒకసారి క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రమోటింగ్ మీ ఫ్రమ్ థర్డ్ ఆనర్స్ టు ఫోర్త్, సెకండ్ ఆనర్స్ టు థర్డ్ ఆనర్స్ అని అంటారు వాళ్ళు. All the professors from all departments gather and review the case. And my professor said, he is a bright boy, every time absent. I never attended classes, never attended any examinations, quarterly, half yearly, yearly, no examination. Then, he recommended, subject to the satisfactory attendance, he may be promoted to third honor. Then poor fellow, he went and checked. My attendance was full.
Surprise.
He asked me next day, how do you manage it? Because I had a reputation. 5 students in Devada. He called 4.5 students. Because if I attended the classes in the morning, I absented myself in the afternoon. If I attended 2 days, 5 days, I was absent. So he always said, I have only 4.5 students. He was surprised. Then I told him this story. I paid that fellow there 10 rupees. Then he said, you are supposed to be a student of ethics. How can you do this kind of thing? That is the ethical way of getting. This story, even is, this is the side that must be brought out. Not,
yes, sir, exactly. I wrote it. I had written this.
Not about it. No, this also, I don't
know. Yes,
not. Not only this one, they used to give some progress reports. A progress report to the chairman. That particular day I did, week I did, sir, my name is not a lab of the Tarawata. Get it, isn't it? Progress report. I did not tell any lie, I struck off parent or guardian. Rundu strike chases, student and petty something petty. అన్ని యాబ్సెంట్, 8 సబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఉంటాయి మాకు. ఎస్ఏ, సైకాలజీ, ఎథిక్స్, థియరీ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇట్లాంటివన్నీ ఉంటాయేవో. అద్వైత వేదాంత వాజ్ మై స్పెషల్ సబ్జెక్ట్ అదాన్. తర్వాత దట్ క్లార్క్ ప్లేస్ ఇస్ బిఫోర్ ద ప్రిన్సిపల్
హిమ్సెల్ఫ్.
హీ ఫోర్జ్డ్ హీ సెడ్. దెన్ ఐ టోల్డ్ ద ప్రిన్సిపల్, హీ కాల్డ్ ద ప్రిన్సిపల్, వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్, వాట్ ఇట్ సేస్. ఐ టోల్డ్ హిమ్ ఐ వాజ్ నెవర్ వరీడ్ అబౌట్ ఆల్ దిస్. I am not forged. So I said, student and signed it. So you must have somebody who should know that your progress is wonderful. You never appeared for any examinations all these 2 years. Huh? And record shows that you did not quarterly appear, quarterly or half yearly. And then he said, then you have to get this assigned from somebody. I said, I don't have anybody. But I am myself the master. Then I am going to find you. 20 rupees.
Now it's
no problem. I give a check on the Imperial Bank of India for that amount.
Check?
Check. I give a check on the... It wouldn't hurt anybody, this fine. You can have 50 rupees. It wouldn't hurt anybody. So I give a check right away. Then he was taken. No, 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 you have to get this. Somebody, there must be somebody in your family who should know. I said, don't bother about it. Then I went away and said, why are you attending these classes? He asked me, for want of a better occupation. I don't even know what to do with myself. That's why I attended this class. And 2 days after that, girl died. The principal. The Bachapar College. Bachapar, we had 3 different classes. University, Mahadevan became the head of the Madras University.
Both were psychologists.
నాట్ బోస్ బోస్ దాంతో కాంటాక్ట్ లేదు. ఒకసారి ఉన్నాడో చచ్చిపోయాడా, ఉన్నాడో చచ్చిపోయాడు. మై క్లాస్మేట్ ఐ థింక్ బికేమ్ ఏ ప్రొఫెసర్, ఐ డోంట్ నో.
చచ్చిపోయాడు.
సార్ వన్ థింగ్ ఐ న్యూ, మనీ వుడ్ గివ్ మీ సెక్యూరిటీ. మనీ యూ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్. హౌ మచ్ మనీ, దట్స్ ఫర్ యూ టు. మా తాత అమ్మమ్మ ఒక రోజున 10 or 12 years రా కూర్చోన్నారు. అక్కడి నుంచి ఇద్దరు దేవతలు దేర్ లేట్ 60s or 70s, ఐ డోంట్ నో. దిస్ కోర్స్ మీరు ఖచ్చిపోతాం, వన్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ డేస్ యూ విల్ బి లెఫ్ట్ వితౌట్ ఎనీబడీ అంతా విన్నాను. వీ విల్ బి బోర్న్ అగైన్ యాజ్ యువర్ చిల్డ్రన్, దే వోంట్ బి ఎనీ బ్రేక్ యూ అంతా చెప్పారు కదా. వీల్ బి బాన్ అగైన్ యాజ్ యువర్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆర్ గ్రాండ్ చిల్డ్రన్ అంతా విని, ఐ హావ్ హ్యాడ్ ఎనఫ్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్, ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ యూ గైస్ యాజ్ మై చిల్డ్రన్ ఆర్ గ్రాండ్ చిల్డ్రన్. యూ కెన్ గో బట్ 12 ఏళ్ళు ఉంటాయి. పోతే పో, డబ్బు మాత్రం బాగా ఇచ్చిపోవచ్చు. దట్స్ యువర్
నాటగారు నాడీ శాస్త్రం ప్రకారం సరిపోయేటప్పుడు
64లో ఆయన
ఖచ్చితంగా గ్రాండ్ ఫాదర్ అదే చనిపోయే ముందు ఆయన చనిపోతున్నాను అంటారు. అరే అడ్డుగారు చనిపోతున్నాను, మరి నువ్వు ఎట్లా చదువుకుపోతావు అంటే నాకేం పర్వాలేదు, నా డబ్బులు ఇచ్చిపోతుంది. అదొక ఇన్సిడెంట్ ఉంది లైఫ్ లో.
అది
కాకుండా ఇది అనమాట.
ఇది ఎప్పుడో చిన్నప్పుడు మై ఓన్లీ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ వాజ్ మనీ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ మై సోర్స్. అందుకనే చిన్నప్పటి నుంచి చెబుతుండేవాణి, యూనో ఇది నా డబ్బు, ఇది మై మదర్స్ మనీ, వాట్ హ్యావ్ యూ టు సే. నో నో నో, ఐ హావ్ గాట్ ఇట్ ఫర్ గాట్ ఇట్ చూస్తున్నా కదా. మై మదర్స్ మనీ, ఐ హావ్ రైట్, ఐ హావ్ మనీ. లేకపోతే దాంట్లో తీసేసుకుంటాను, దొంగ అంటే అవుతారు.
మీరు శివానంద ఆశ్రమంలో అప్పుడు చెప్పినప్పుడు 7 ఇయర్స్
కంటిన్యూస్ కానీ ఎక్కడా లేదు,
కంటిన్యూస్ లేదు.
ఆన్ అండ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణమూర్తి కూడా ఆన్ అండ్ ఆఫ్
కానీ
నెవర్ స్టేట్ డే.
ఫస్ట్ మెట్ కృష్ణమూర్తి 1947
1953 ఆల్సో. ఆఫ్టర్ దట్ దేర్ వాజ్ ది నెక్స్ట్ డే ఆఫ్టర్ ఐ సెడ్ సెండ్ దట్ క్వశ్చన్ స్టాప్ ఇన్ ది మిడిల్ అండ్ వెంట్ అవే బిఫోర్ ఆన్సరింగ్ ది క్వశ్చన్ అండ్ సంబడి టోల్డ్ హిమ్ దట్ ఇట్ వాజ్ ఐ హూ సెండ్ దట్ క్వశ్చన్. ది నెక్స్ట్ డే మార్నింగ్ డిస్కషన్స్ లో ఉండేవి అక్కడ. ఐ యూస్ టు సిట్ ఆల్వేస్ ఎట్ ది ఎండ్, ఐ కుడ్ స్లిప్ అవుట్ నియర్ ది డోర్. తర్వాత దేర్ వాజ్ సమ్ క్వశ్చన్ అండ్ దేర్ వాజ్ అ స్టేల్ మేట్, నోబడి ఆస్క్డ్ ఎనీ క్వశ్చన్. ఎట్ ద టైమ్ హీ నెవర్ ఆస్క్డ్ ఎనీబడి. First time. It happened that way.
Yeah.
He suddenly pointed out to somebody and asked him, what do you have to say, sir? He asked him. So one fellow, old man who was sitting in front of me, said, try to say something. Not you, sir, the gentleman sitting behind.
About you.
About me. So then he dragged me into the conversation. A conversation went on for 3 days. He never allowed anybody to...
Between
me and him. If anybody tried to say, no, we are going to thrash out the whole thing between us both.
Three mornings.
And then on the fourth day, you see, he started talking about subconscious, unconscious, and all that kind of a thing, suddenly, in the course of some discussion. Then I stopped him, look here. For me, there is no such thing as unconscious and subconscious. Why? Even the consciousness is questionable to me. I question consciousness. So why are you talking of this subconscious and unconscious? I asked. This was a discussion meeting. And then he said, I know for you and me there is no such thing as subconscious and unconscious. And for them, then you have no business. You have no business to use me as a sounding board and talk to them. This is the end of our conversation. I'm not going to participate again. Then my friend, a common friend, Elve Bhave in Undavad, Bombay, such word. It was he who organized these meetings in Bombay and he invited him from America. He paid for him to the travel expenses and all. He said, look here, you both have to meet and trust him. I said, I don't want to meet him. I have nothing to talk. I don't have any personal problems with him. So there's no point in discussing with him at all. So whatever he's saying there on the platform. There is no, it's there. So let us both get together, he said. Then he arranged an interview.
Bhave
in Madras, 1953. And then I said, I don't want to see him. I never went to anybody for my personal problems.
For 40 days in a row, when did you discuss with Krishna?
From then on.
40 days.
More, I suppose. I don't know. I was 20. ఎందుకనంటే సమ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణమూర్తి ఐ మస్ట్ టాక్ ఎవరి ఐ హావ్
ఐ యామ్ నాట్ సపోర్టింగ్ సర్ ఐ యామ్
నాట్ సపోర్టింగ్ కాదు
ఐ యామ్ నాట్ సపోర్టింగ్ ఐ యామ్ నాట్ రైటింగ్ దట్ యు హావ్ టు ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ ద కృష్ణమూర్తి
నాట్ దట్
ఐ యామ్ బ్లాస్టింగ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు యు లైన్ ఆఫ్
డోంట్ బ్లాస్ట్ హిమ్
నో
బట్
ఎగ్జాక్ట్
ది కన్వర్సేషన్స్ బిట్వీన్ హిమ్ అండ్ బోత్ వి వర్ డిస్కసింగ్ విత్ హిస్ లాయర్
ప్రెజెంట్ దెం
దే ఆర్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ హి సెడ్ బట్ ఐ డిస్కస్డ్ దిస్ విత్ హిమ్ బికాజ్ ఐ యామ్ కన్సిడరింగ్ వెదర్ ఇట్ షుడ్ బి పబ్లిష్డ్ ఇన్ మహేష్ భట్స్ బయోగ్రఫీ బికాజ్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు టాక్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణమూర్తి అట్ ఆల్ and I don't want him to deal with that. But he says that is very essential. This is Sushil Kumar. He says that is very essential because what you have to say and what you discuss with Krishnamurti, they're very important.
Yes, yes.
Maybe there are some records, but...
But I have referred a Hindu magazine, sir, Hindu paper, to some friend. He could not get, sir, at that time, at your time.
What we discussed... What we discussed and how we parted company would be of some great interest, he said. Great interest. If it comes out, otherwise I can't sit and talk. Now you ask me. I cannot sit and talk about my past.
Yes, sir.
When I talk, I don't even know whether I'm talking about my past or somebody else's your past.
Sir, one thing I would like to ask you, sir. That in 1953 you underwent some experience, the death experience.
Not the fear. My experience.
No, sir, death experience.
That is not, a mystical experience.
No, whatever it was.
Yes.
In Bombay, sir.
Yes, while we were discussing the subject of death.
Sir, few moments.
Moments, sir. Fraction of a second. That's so frightening. So it sucks everything inside of you.
Yes.
You dare not go through that.
So, then we have... You told me that you have been changed. In what way?
The whole lifestyle has changed.
Lifestyle, yes.
I walked out of the Theosophical Society, I walked out on Krishnamurti. My family relationships were completely different
in that way.
In that way. And then if I wanted, I could have built a tremendous worldwide organization.
At that time.
Far superior to any organization that anybody...
Building 53 itself.
53 law, based upon that experience.
I see.
Then suddenly I realized this is a second-hand information, third-hand information. What is the point? I would have been able to interpret the text much more brilliantly than anybody in that time. So I was not interested in that kind of thing. This cannot be the thing. There one help I got from Krishnamurti, in the sense, the next day I went to him and talked to him in very poetic, romantic
language. Of course, that is natural with him. That is natural. You.
I, about my experience.
Huh.
1 hour we talked.
About your experience.
About my experience.
Huh.
In poetic language, very romantic language, far superior to that of his own language, Gantasepa Kuchin Vinnadu. Emi Matraledu.
Krishnamurti
Vinnadu. Gantasepa in Tarvata, suddenly he said, if it is true,
you have to wait and
no,
see.
No, if it is true, it will operate. These were his words.
Mm-hmm.
If it is true, it will operate.
Operate.
If it is false, it will fade.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Then I concluded that it was only a mystical experience for him.
You are concluded?
That is what his own experience did not go beyond mystical experience. That was my conclusion from what he said. So he built the whole thing based upon that petty little experience of his. Then I rejected that experience. And then walked out and said, this fellow cannot be of any help. If it is true, it will operate. If it is false, it will fade away. Like Ramana Maharshi said something. So that was the end of Krishnamurti. End.
Again in Bombay, I met sir, just you were going to America.
Huh? No, that was because of my boy's healing and all that.
Healing. And he said, you are searching for a dark cat in the
I told him.
Then he said, no, it is there. Yeah.
You can say that, I don't see any cat there.
So again you have met...
60s.
In 61.
I met him for the last time, right?
That is Bhave, because Bhave asked you to
go.
So he wanted to discuss your personal problem.
No, not my son's.
Sons.
What progress? Because he was disappointed that his attempts to heal him failed totally.
Then afterwards he wanted to discuss personal problem.
Not personal problem. He heard about my wife and her tragic situation here, the people that I deserted and all that.
Then
you see, suddenly he asked me, why are you trying to detach yourself from your family? Unexpectedly, he threw that question at me. Because I talked to him about our stay in America. Uttaralundi chusara meeru? I am rasing. Tarvata, I don't know what I was saying. So you don't know anything about me. You don't know anything about me. So there is no point in our discussing this at all. I am not trying to practice detachment. It is finished. Totally finished. Nothing in the world can bring us together anymore. It's finished. Then he said, shall we go into the question of why you are not attached? Then I got wild. I mean, not literally wild. There is a saying in Telugu. Somebody is hit by a lightning and is dying. And somebody else, you see, because he cannot swallow, is choked to death. I don't want to waste my time. We have had enough of this kind of dialogue. I don't want to be able to. Then translate this shiltan. Kudiki beyond Kodemon. Hop in, he said.
Car arbose. Can I give you lift?
Yeah, I said, I don't want. I like to walk in the rain. Suit yourself. Chansaka Degar maybe has the material. Because I talked about this so many things. It's a spontaneous.